Thank you. We are delighted to be here. I am Lucy Bradley. I'm an Extension Horticulture Specialist for Consumer Horticulture at NC State, and this is my partner, Heather Collegian. We are delighted to be talking with you about the Horticulture Therapy Network that we've started in North Carolina. We're really fortunate in North Carolina in that we have two counties that have extension presence in horticulture therapy. One of them is Heather's County, New Hanover County. I'll let her tell you about what she's doing there.
My program in New Hanover County is called the Ability Garden, and we operate out of a public arboretum called the New Hanover County Arboretum. And we have an accessible indoor and outdoor classroom where we provide gardening therapy for people with a variety of disabilities. All ages, all disabilities, and I also work with people recovering from substance abuse or in at-risk youth. So we use the whole gardens too. We use the paths, we use the vegetable garden, we use all the spaces in the garden, as well as doing outreach, so providing garden spaces at other facilities for individuals to work in.
So in addition to Heather's program, which is on the eastern side of the state, we also have a program that's on the western side of the state that's done by John Murphy at Bullington Gardens. And he too has a comprehensive program that goes from children through seniors. They have a 12-acre grounds that's supported by a partnership between Cooperative Extension and the public school system and the Education Foundation, and have lots of great things going on.
So we created this network out of a need we found in our region, because we had a state chapter of the American Horticultural Therapy Association, and the National Association reorganized and they eliminated all the state chapters. And so we were disbanded for about 4 years, and then there was a group of us working in North and South Carolina that would see each other, and we said we'd really like to be able to communicate with, like we used to. We used to have annual conferences. We'd like to get together and share ideas. Horticultural therapy is a very specific modality, and there are not a lot of people in the country who practice it, much less in our region. And so it's really important for us to be able to network with our peers to get new ideas. And so we reorganized and created the Carolinas Horticultural Therapy Network to help us stay in contact with each other. Sure. So what we do now is we try to have biannual gatherings that are organized by our members. Our membership is very loose. We don't collect dues or anything. We're just a group of individuals who are interested in the same thing. We host at different sites. And we do try to create a focus, so we try to have a mini conference twice a year. And we go to different parts of the state to look at different programs. Horticultural therapy is in a wide variety of settings, including prisons, hospice care, hospitals, nursing homes. So we try to get a view of all of those. When we meet, we do a lot of networking. That's the primary focus. But then we also do hands-on workshops for the therapist so that we can learn new methods from people who have been to our national conferences or have come up with something new on their own. And then we do tours of the facilities and gardens that are in our area where we're holding the conference.
To connect in between the conferences, we set up a listserv. So it's open to anyone who wants to join it, and everyone who's a part of the listserv can share information, they can advertise events, they can ask questions of other people who are part of the group. It was a way of staying connected in between those face-to-face encounters.
And then we also have a Facebook page, which is a little bit more visual aid for us to communicate with people, and again, a way for people to find out information about horticultural therapy. We can put activity ideas up there. We can promote events that each individual facility or organization might be having, talk about strategies to bring horticultural therapy to different groups, and talk about ways that we can promote horticultural therapy as a modality to the general public. So this is a way for people to see us, but also for a way for us to communicate with each other.
The next thing that we did was to create a portal within the Cooperative Extension system. So this was a way to share information. It's set up so that we have a featured content. So basically every month there's a folder of information. Each time you load the page, it pulls five other things from that folder. Is that this featured content information that rotates every time you load the page. We also have a news thing, which is basically a blog. So incoming information about opportunities, events, awards, whatever, we can put that information into the news section. And we have a calendar that's coordinated through Google Calendars that allows us to promote events and activities that are coming up. In addition to those features, we also have this whole panel on the side, and the first section of that is information about horticulture therapy. So everything from accessibility to how to get connected with other people, different programs that are available, research that's out there, resources that we have. All of those are in that first section. The second section is organized by who might be interested. So if you're looking for a horticulture therapy program for an individual, you might look under the participant section. We have a place if you're interested in volunteering to help with horticulture therapy, a place for people who are doing internships or want to advertise internships, a section for professionals, and a section for service providers. So organizations, healthcare centers, whoever might want to provide horticulture therapy services. Then we also have a section on gardens. So it talks about the different types of therapeutic gardens, and we're in the process of deciding whether or not we actually want to have an interactive map that would put people in touch with places. So the
biggest thing about this is that, like I said, there's not many of us as horticultural therapists, and it's a way for us to engage each other, but then also to promote ourselves. And so Lucy has been really helpful to us because she's kind of the overarching, created the listserv and then the cooperative extension page, and we can funnel things to her because only two of us are in the cooperative extension itself, but we're able to use those resources to network with 100 to 150 of our local professionals across North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. So it's provided a great amount of support for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to be as organized and cohesive as we are as a group.
So that's what we're up to. Any questions?
We explore that a little bit, but we don't actually provide like herbal therapies to people. We will use, say, aromatherapy in some of our sessions, but we don't focus on the medicinal value of the plants necessarily. What we're doing more is getting people active outside, engaging them in nature. You know, they may be recovering from a stroke and trying to regain some use in their arm, and we'll use the gardening as a way to get them to do that, this motion, without really realizing that they're in physical therapy. That's one aspect of it. Another thing that I do is work with at-risk youth who, you know, they may not understand that tomatoes don't come out of a can. And so we grow a tomato plant, and they see the tomatoes, see the insects that might eat the plant. You know, teach them how to grow some of their own food. So the applications are pretty much endless, but the focus isn't necessarily medicinal, on the medicinal value of the plants.
The seasonal
differences are great in North Carolina because we go from the coast to the mountains. So we put information up and talk to people about how to translate that based on, you know, a lot of stuff we put up is this is the Piedmont. Add 2 weeks if you're in the mountains. Subtract 2 weeks if you're on the coast.
Yeah, for my program personally, I have a greenhouse that has an indoor classroom in it, so I'm able to garden almost year-round where I live. One of the things is that we try to have our conferences either in February or August because that's the coldest time where we're not doing a lot, or the hottest where it's the same thing. So it is a little difficult to coordinate because you're bringing in people from so many different regions and we have all of these different things going on. But that we try to do the best that we can.
What role do the volunteers play?
Varies dramatically with program,
It depends on each particular program. So like I said, each of us, you know, there's over 100 professionals. Each of us is in a completely different setting. The two programs that we're highlighting are actually in public gardens. But I use volunteers as assistants with the group, so an extra pair of hands. I also use them to help me maintain the greenhouse. My program is a nonprofit, so I also have to fundraise. So I use them for plant sales. I use them for special events, grant writing. You know, it's pretty much endless. But each program is very different. Hospice care, it is much more specific what the volunteers will do in a hospice program than in a program like mine. So it just depends on what program you find. And there are programs near you. There are programs almost everywhere in the country now. Sometimes you just have to look to find them. Some of the programs are more under like a work farm setting. There's a mental health one near Asheville, North Carolina, that's called Cooper Reese. And that is actually a mental health residency program where they have a working farm. And they're one of the great, really, leaders in our state in horticultural therapy. But theirs is very specific to what they do.